Yeah, the latest now is that the supporters of Gaddafi, which is they're not so many, but okay, they have several cars, and now they have some police presence. They're going around in the town celebrating the victory. I don't know what kind of victory they have, but they're just going around and making a lot of noise in the city. Most of the people are in their houses and just keeping calm and just watching and what's going on. So this is the latest. But the gunshots that they're using now is gunshots for just celebrating. I don't think there's any confrontation or any demonstrations anywhere.
Okay, do you have an idea of how many people are out celebrating?
I would say a couple of hundreds, maybe 200 or 300 people. I don't know. But they're going around in cars. Of course, if you can say that every four people are in a car, so let's say 100, maybe 50 cars, and 50 cars in Tripoli. If you make Tripoli is not a big city, yeah. So they just go on and off around the city, and they're just making the noise.
So they're not concentrated for Sahar Khadra, they're all over the place?
Yeah, they're all over the place, yeah. They want to make sure that they want to intimidating the people and showing the people that they won. I don't know what they won, actually, but okay. This is because I was driving with my son, and I can see that they're having a victory sign. Okay, when I passed next to them, they just have like a victory sign saying, okay, yes, Al-Fatah. But we think in the regime is already fall down. There's nothing that's holding him except these people. And actually, we were counting, me and my son, how many of dark-skinned people or how many blacks in there. And there is a high percentage. It's not the same percentage of the blacks in Libya. We thought that the blacks in Libya is about 15 or 20%, but what we see in the streets is more like 60-70% of black. I don't know. We didn't talk to them, so maybe some of them are from the African nations, and maybe from tribes in the south, maybe from Sabha and areas like Ghat and Ubari. But definitely, these people, what we see here, are not from Tripoli.
Okay, so they're not stopping people from going outside now?
No, actually, they don't. There's nothing. I don't think they have enough manpower to do that. They want to do that, okay? When they look at us, they want to stop us, but they don't have enough manpower. They are. They. I think the whole people who are still with Gaddafi is what we see now, and I would say maybe he has like a couple of thousands. Maybe 1,000 is around the Bab el-Azizia, and the rest are running around in the town. So in some areas, by the way, you cannot pass, definitely. And I would say next to his daughter's castle or his son's home, also you cannot pass from there. And it's very heavy security. They will definitely shoot. I saw a couple of days ago with my own eyes an old man who was passing with the car, and he didn't hear them saying stop, and they already shot him dead. In on the spot. So it's very heavy security around some areas, but okay, and the rest you can do what you want.
Do you know what's happening with the military there?
Military, yeah. Yesterday noon, they came out, and I think I sent one of the movies. Okay, they go out in cars like small jeeps, maybe 10, 6 or 7 in a row, and they just going around in town. But today I didn't see them. No. I don't know, maybe some defection happened, but I don't see them anymore.
After tonight's speech, do you know what people are, what the sense of the people is now?
Oh, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. People are really, I mean, okay, this is, first of all, it's very obvious that he's been defeated, huh? And he's just fighting to the last sword, okay, but for us, we can see a very different man. I think he lost it all. He lost his mind too, because the way he was talking, that's not the way how you talk to if a leader talks to his people. But anyway, everybody is upset the way he was saying it. I don't know. I don't know about these supporters who are coming out, but I think these people who are really tagged to him, people who are already, I mean, let's say with the parents who are already involved in the government, or people who are already involved in wrongdoing. Yet also he has the very young people who he gave a lot of money. We heard people who who came in the first week. And when this thing started, I heard people were giving 17,000 dinars each to come in to participate in this, which they told them to come and participate in a demonstration, not in a fighting. Eh? They give them 17,000 dinars each. So this is the kind of supporters they have. But okay, the rest is it's just people like you and me who see it wrong, and some of them will do something about it and talk. Some of them will just be shy and say they're home. And a lot of them are really afraid. And don't forget, I mean, if you're living in a town where the gunshots don't stop, you will be afraid. I mean, okay, the children are horrified in the home. Okay, we try to calm them down, but a lot of people are horrified. I told you I saw some people who were putting the flag, the demonstrating, and maybe they're referring to these people. But I don't know if they put it because they're afraid, or they put it because they're being paid to do that, or they are actually with the government to start with. And don't forget, okay, to be honest, okay, every man, okay, every president has supporters too. Okay, you cannot say that 100% of the Libyan people they don't like him. At least there is 1% who sees that he's the correct person. And that 1%, if you put it in 7 million, at least he will have a couple of thousand people to be around him. Alhamdulillah, we're fine. The spirit is high, and we know, alhamdulillah, yani, we have a strong feeling in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hayansurna. And okay, it's a challenge, but alhamdulillah, we're up to it, inshallah.